Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into something really common, something millions deal with, varicose veins, spider veins. You know, that discomfort, the look of them, it's more than just cosmetic for a lot of people. It's that ache, the heaviness, maybe swelling. It really can affect how you feel day to day. So we're focusing on a treatment called sclerotherapy. It's not new tech. It's actually been around, helping people for ages. Proven, effective, and pretty minimally invasive. Our goal here is to really unpack it. How does it work? What are the upsides? And importantly, what should you expect if you're considering it? Okay, let's dive right in. We've got sources promising a complete guide, and we're ready to pull out the key stuff for you. But first, let's just quickly define what we're up against. Varicose veins, spider veins, they cause that discomfort we mentioned, aching, heaviness, swelling, right? And of course, the cosmetic side.
Exactly. They're very common. And often it's those physical feelings, maybe even more than how they look, that pushes people to, look for solutions. And sclerotherapy is interesting because it tackles the problem head on. Basically, it involves injecting a special solution straight into those troublesome veins. And the success rates are, well, they're quite high, often over 80%, which is pretty impressive for something non-surgical.
80%. Yeah, that's significant. But how does just injecting something, how does that actually fix the vein? What's the mechanism there?
It's actually a really neat process using your body's own responses. So imagine a very fine needle injects this sclerosing solution right into the vein. This solution acts as a mild irritant, basically. It gently irritates the inner lining of that vein wall.
Okay, like it provokes a reaction.
Precisely. That irritation makes the vein wall swell up a bit and then stick together. They essentially seal themselves shut. And then over the next few weeks, your body does the cleanup. It sees this closed, non-working vein
Yeah.
and naturally breaks it down and absorbs it. It just disappears.
Huh. So the vein itself is gone.
Effectively, yes.
Yeah.
And the blood that was flowing through it just gets rerouted automatically through other healthy veins nearby. It's like the body creates its own little detour. You'll typically see those treated veins start to fade away within maybe 2 to 4 weeks.
That's fascinating. The body sort of replumbs itself with a little nudge. It really shows how resilient our systems are. Okay, so let's talk benefits. Because it sounds like there are two main advantages here. One is obviously the cosmetic improvement, right? Getting rid of those visible veins, which can be a huge confidence booster for people.
Absolutely. Seeing those veins fade can make a big difference to how someone feels about their legs.
But then there's the other side, the symptom relief. Getting rid of that aching, the throbbing, the heavy feeling, that sounds just as important, maybe more so for some.
Definitely. Often, that's the primary driver.
Yeah.
And beyond those core benefits, the procedure itself is, well, convenient. It's minimally invasive, like you said.
Oh,
So
yeah.
no cuts, no general anesthesia needed, and most people. They're back to their usual routine in just a day or two. That's a major plus compared to older surgical methods.
Yeah, that quick turnaround is a big deal.
And the results, they tend to last. Once a vein is successfully treated and absorbed, it's very unlikely to come back. You're fixing that specific problem vein.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, the crucial question for anyone listening and thinking this might be for them, who's the ideal candidate? Who does this work best for?
Good question. Generally, it's best for individuals with those small to medium-sized varicose veins or the really fine spider veins. Especially if they're causing cosmetic issues or maybe some mild symptoms like aching, it works particularly well for spider veins, those little red or blue webs, and also what we call reticular veins, the slightly larger blue-green ones under the skin.
Okay, so smaller to medium veins, are there people who shouldn't get it?
Yes, definitely. Pregnant women, for instance, should wait until after delivery. Also, people with certain conditions like active blood clotting disorders or very severe circulation problems might not be suitable. Certain medications can also be an issue. This is why that initial consultation with a vein specialist is so vital. They assess your health, your veins, to see if they're the right fit or if maybe another approach is better.
Right. Always start with the expert consult. But are there any like common misunderstandings? Maybe someone thinks they can't have it, but actually could, or the opposite.
That does happen. Sometimes people see any visible leg vein and assume it's a spider vein perfect for sclerotherapy. But if it's a larger bulging vein, it might actually point to a deeper issue, like venous insufficiency. In that case, you might need to treat the underlying problem first, maybe with something like laser ablation, before doing sclerotherapy on the surface veins.
Ah, okay. So there could be underlying stuff.
Exactly. On the flip side, someone might have very faint spider veins but persistent aching. And they dismiss the veins as just cosmetic. But treating them, even if they're small, could actually bring significant symptom relief. The specialist looks at the whole picture.
That makes total sense. So let's say you've had the consult. Sclerotherapy is a go. What do you need to do to prepare? Our sources mentioned a few things, like avoiding too much sun beforehand. Why is that?
Yeah, that helps minimize the risk of skin discoloration or hyperpigmentation around the injection sites afterwards. It can make the fading take longer if you're tanned.
Got it. And stopping certain meds, like anti-inflammatories.
Your doctor will guide you, but yes, sometimes NSAIDs or aspirin might need to be paused as they can affect clotting or bruising. Staying hydrated is good too. And definitely no lotions or creams on your legs the day of the treatment.
Okay, no lotion. Wear loose clothes. Plan for some recovery. Oh, and get compression stockings ready.
Yes, compression stockings are absolutely key for after the treatment. You'll put them on right away.
And the tip about cooler months, that's just for comfort wearing the stockings, right?
Pretty much. Wearing compression constantly is much easier when it's not boiling hot outside. Better compliance usually means better results.
Makes sense. Okay, so you're prepped. You go in for the session. What actually happens? How long does it take? Does it hurt?
A typical session is usually about 30 to 60 minutes. And during that time, the specialist might do somewhere between, say, 15 and 30 small injections, targeting the specific veins.
15 to 30. Okay.
Yep.
And the feeling?
Most people say it's like a tiny pinprick for each injection, much like getting a flu shot or similar. You might feel a brief mild cramping or maybe a slight burning sensation right after the injection as the solution starts working, but it usually passes in a few minutes. It's generally quite tolerable. Then, right after the last injection, on go the compression stockings. And we actually encourage you to walk around a bit immediately afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, light walking helps get the circulation going and helps the treatment work effectively. It also reduces the risk of any complications like clots, though those are rare.
Okay. And what do the legs look like right after? You mentioned the veins might look darker.
That's right. It's normal for the treated veins to look a bit darker or more bruised initially. That's just a sign the vein is closing down. Don't panic about that. The actual fading, where they start to disappear, usually begins within about 2 to 4 weeks.
And you might need more than one session.
Often, yes. Especially if you have quite a few areas to treat. It's common to need maybe 2 to 4 sessions total. These are usually spaced about 4 to 6 weeks apart. That gives your body time to heal and lets the specialist see the result before the next round.
Right, allows for assessment. Okay, good to manage expectations there. Now, side effects, always a concern. What's typical and what's more serious?
Okay, so common temporary things you might experience are mild pain or soreness, maybe some itching, a bit of swelling, and bruising around the injection sites. These are totally normal healing responses and usually clear up on their own within, you know, a few days or maybe a couple of weeks.
And the rare stuff?
Very rarely, someone could have an allergic reaction to the solution or, even rarer, develop signs of a blood clot, like sudden leg swelling or pain or shortness of breath. Those need immediate medical attention, of course.
But those are rare.
Extremely rare. And the key to minimizing even the mild side effects and ensuring the best results is really following the aftercare instructions carefully. That means wearing those compression stockings as prescribed, usually for several days or weeks.
Okay.
Staying active with that light walking, but avoiding strenuous stuff initially and keeping the treated areas out of the sun to prevent that discoloration we talked about.
Yeah.
Your effort in aftercare really pays off.
That makes sense, being an active participant in your own recovery. Okay, let's shift to some frequently asked questions. I bet you get these all the time.
We certainly do. Fire away.
All right. First one, we touched on it, but let's nail it down. Is sclerotherapy painful?
Yeah, like we said, most people find it very tolerable. The needle is tiny. That quick pinprick may be brief, mild cramping or burning. It's usually over fast.
Yeah.
And if there's any lingering soreness, standard over-the-counter pain relief usually handles it just fine.
Good to know. Next, how long do the results actually last? Is this a permanent fix?
For the veins that are successfully treated and absorbed, yes, the results are essentially permanent. Those specific veins are gone for good. However, and this is important, sclerotherapy doesn't change your underlying predisposition. If you're prone to developing varicose or spider veins due to genetics, hormones, lifestyle,
new ones could pop up elsewhere later on.
Exactly. So maintaining a healthy lifestyle, managing weight, exercising regularly, maybe wearing compression socks if you stand or sit a lot, can help prevent new vein problems down the road.
Right. It treats the current issue, not the tendency. Okay. What about exercise right after? Can I exercise after sclerotherapy?
So light walking, yes, immediately encouraged. But hold off on the heavy stuff, strenuous workouts, heavy lifting, high-impact aerobics for about 48 to 72 hours, typically. Okay. Also, probably best to avoid swimming pools and hot tubs for a few days, just to let the little injection sites fully close up and avoid any infection risk.
Okay, walk, but take it easy otherwise for a couple of days. Now, the money question. Will my insurance cover sclerotherapy?
$1 million question. It really varies widely. Hmm. The general rule of thumb is, if your varicose veins are causing documented medical symptoms, pain, significant swelling, skin changes like ulcers or discoloration, bleeding, then insurance may cover it as medically necessary.
But if it's just for looks?
If it's purely for cosmetic reasons, especially for spider veins with no symptoms, then it's usually considered elective and not covered by insurance.
So you really need to check with your insurance plan and the doctor's office beforehand.
Absolutely. Get clarification on coverage and any potential out-of-pocket costs before you commit.
Makes sense. Okay, timeline for seeing changes. When will I see results? How soon?
You might feel relief from symptoms like aching relatively quickly, maybe within days or a week. But the visual improvement, the fading of the veins, that takes longer. You'll usually start to see noticeable fading within 2 to 4 weeks. But the maximum cosmetic result, that often takes 2 to 3 months. And sometimes improvement continues for up to 6 months as everything settles and gets absorbed.
So patience is needed for the final look.
Definitely. It's a gradual process.
What if sclerotherapy isn't the best option for someone? Are there alternatives?
Oh, yes. There are other very effective treatments, especially for larger veins, things like endovenous laser therapy or EVLT.
That's the laser inside the vein.
Exactly. Uses laser heat to close the vein from the inside. There's also radiofrequency ablation or RFA, which uses radio waves to do a similar thing. And for very large, twisty veins, sometimes traditional surgical removal or phlebectomy might still be considered.
So lots of tools in the toolbox.
Right. The best choice depends entirely on the size and type of veins, their location, your overall health. Again, it comes back to that specialist consultation to figure out the optimal plan for you.
Okay, last FAQ. Can sclerotherapy treat absolutely all types of leg veins?
It's excellent, really the gold standard for spider veins and those small to medium varicose veins.
Yeah.
But for the really big, bulging ones, those often respond better to the endovenous treatments like laser or radiofrequency or sometimes surgery. So it's not a one-size-fits-all for every single leg vein, but it covers a very common and significant range.
Got it. That really clears things up. It sounds like asking the right questions and getting that personalized assessment is key.
Precisely. Understanding the nuances helps you work with your doctor to take the best possible outcome for your specific situation.
Okay, so wrapping this up, the big picture here seems to be that sclerotherapy is a really solid, well-established option. It tackles both how legs look and how they feel, which is huge. It uses the body's own healing, has minimal downtime, and offers lasting results for those treated veins. Pretty impressive stuff.
It really is.
So for you listening right now, if this resonates, if you're dealing with leg veins that bother you, the clear next step is to talk to a qualified vein specialist. Get that proper evaluation. They can look at your specific veins, discuss all the options, sclerotherapy, laser, whatever fits, and help you create a plan that makes sense for you and your goals.
Absolutely. And modern vein care is quite sophisticated now. We have great diagnostic tools like ultrasound to see what's really going on under the surface, which allows for very precise, effective treatment. It's amazing how much it can improve not just the appearance, but the actual comfort and function of your legs, improving overall quality of life.
So what does this all boil down to for you? It means you have options. Understanding treatments like sclerotherapy empowers you to make informed choices about your health. It's kind of a cool example of how medical science keeps finding smarter, less invasive ways to handle common problems that really impact people's lives. Definitely something to think about and maybe discuss with your own doctor. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.